Shalom to all. Today's Alzan Hedrid Daf Mem Gimel. We are starting about 7 lines into the Y lines at the beginning of the line with a quote from the Mishnah Echad Omer V'Chulu. And today's Daf is sponsored by Lunishmas Maris Merim Sar Bas Biakav Moshe. Her Neshama should have an Aliyah. So Mishnah told us that even once the person had this psaked in that he's going to be killed and they're bringing him out to give him skila, still somebody stood by the entrance of Bezdin and he had Sudar and kerchiefs in his hands and there was another person riding a horse at somewhat of a distance. And if they thought of some sort of schus for the convicted, the guy waved his kerchiefs and the fellow on the horse saw, so he chased after them and brought them back. Tamar Rav Huna says, Pshitali, it's obvious to me that Echad Evan Shenitzkaba, whether we're talking about the stone that the guy is stoned with, Ve'echad Eitz Shenitlaboy, or the tree or the wood that is hanged on, Ve'echad Saif Shenaragboy, whether we're discussing the sword that he's killed with, Ve'echad Sudar Shenechnakboy, or the kerchief that he's strangled with, Kulim Shel Tzibur, all of them have to be paid for with the Tzibur's money, with communal funds. My time, why is that? We don't say that we take his own money to kill him. So obviously it comes from money from the Tzibur. However, by Rav Huna, in regards to this, Rav Huna asked, Sudar Shemanifenboy, what about this kerchief that the guy by the bezin waves, Vesus Sheratu Mamidon, and the horse that chases after him and stops him, Mishal Mihu? Who has to pay for that? On one hand, Kimdat Saladi Day, since this is for his saving, we're trying to save him, Midi Dehu, it has to be paid for by his money. Or perhaps Kimdat Beidina Machaival Mevid Bahatzala, since it's incumbent upon the bezdin to try to save the fellow, Mididhu. Maybe it comes from bezdin's money, meaning from Tzibur's money. Vesu, we have another question. Hadam Ravchim Rashi, Amrav Chizda, Ezra Ravchim Ravashi, said in Rav Chizda, Hayyotze Harig, one who's being brought out to be killed, Mashkin. They give him the following drink, kort shel levana b'kos shel yayin, a little bit of frankincense inside a cup of wine. And why would they do this? Kadesh Tarav Daitai said his senses should be dulled. Wouldn't want him to go crazy before he gets killed. Shenever the pasuk says, Tnu Shecher L'Oived, give Shecher, which is like an intoxicating drink, to somebody who's lost, v'yayin l'mar nefesh, and wine to the embittered soul. And Betanya of Abraisa, Nashim Karsu of Yerushalayim, the special women of Yerushalayim, how you must not advise, they would donate generously, umavias oison, they would bring this drink. And the question is, Lois not v'nashim Mikaris, what about if the women did not bring this drink, Michel Me, who has to pay for it? I think more answers, Ha Badim Istabra, this for sure is logical to say that Michel Tzibur comes from Tzibur, Kim Dechsev, since the Pasuk says, Tenu, as in the Pasuk we just quoted, Tenu Sheikhar, let's mash from Midid Hu, it comes from them, it comes from other people. Tenu means give it to him, in other words, we're taking something from ours and giving it to him, and he doesn't have to pay for it with his own funds. The Gemara continues, Baminir of Achabar of Hunmar of Sheshes, he asks Rav Sheshes, Amr Echim Talmidim, let's say one of the Talmidim that are watching the proceedings, he speaks up and says, Yashri Lamar of Schos, I have a Schos for the fellow, and then he suddenly becomes a mute. Mahu, what's the din? Do we say that's considered as chos for the fellow and now we can't convict him? Or maybe not. And in response to this question, Menafech Roshesh's biyade, Roshesh's blew on his hand, basically making light of the question and responded, Nishtatek, if the guy became mute, Afilu Achar B'Sofa Oilam Nami. You have the same chashash that maybe there's some guy at the other end of the world who has a defense for this fellow and so maybe we can't kill him. And obviously that's ridiculous and it's the same thing over here. Just because the Talmud said, I have a chos for him and then he suddenly became a mute, we don't have to pay attention to that. He didn't tell us what his svara is. However, the response to that is that no, Hassam over there, like Omar, the guy didn't say it. Maybe you're right that there is some guy on the other side of the world that has a schus for this fellow, but since he never spoke up, he didn't send an email or a message, we don't know that this fellow exists. But Hach over here, the Talmud did speak up, and Ka'amar, he said, I have a schus for him, and then he suddenly became a mute, so maybe it's different. And therefore, the question is, my, what's the din? And so Toshma even attempted to answer, Dhamma Biyasi Bar Chanina, Echnamar Talmidim Shizika, if one of Talmidim put forth a svara for his schus, umes, then he died, we view him as if he's alive and as if he's in his place, and we're going to count his opinion as one of those who are being mezaket. What do we learn from here? Zika in loy zika loy. It's only if the Talmud actually shared his opinion of schos, of defense, so then we're going to count it. But if he didn't share his opinion, all he did was say, I have his schos, and he became a mute, so we don't count it as anything. However, he responds that loy, it's not so. Zika, pshitali. It's obvious to me, of course, if he was mezaket, meaning again, he put forth his opinion, we already know what it is, he clarified it in front of us, so then for sure we'll count it, even if he's not here anymore, he died or became a mute. It's Omar Tibay Lachav. The question is, if all he did was say, I have his chus for him, but he didn't actually tell us what this chus was, the question is whether or not we pay attention to that, and we don't have an answer to this. Going to the last part of the Mishnah, we had said, Afiluhu V'chulu, that as a guy's being brought out to be executed, even if he himself says, I have his chus for myself, we're going to turn him back, and we're going to bring him back to Bezdin and discuss it, even 4 or 5 times. However, it has to be that there's mamish bedvarav. There has to be real substance to what he's saying. Now that's mashma, says the Gemara, Afilu Pam Rishenu Shnia, that even the first or second time, in order to turn him back to Bezdin, there has to be substance. There has to be mamish bedvarav in order to bring him back to Bezdin. But if what he says is ridiculous, we're not going to bring him back. But the problem with that is, Batanya of Abraisa tells us beferosh, pam rishayinu shniya, the first or second time he says, I have his chos for myself, bein sheyesh mamish bedvarav, bein sheein mamish bedvarav, even if what he's saying is ridiculous, nonetheless, machzir noisai, we're going to still bring him back. It's only mkan ve'elach, afterwards, im yesh mamish bedvarav, machzir noisai, if what he's saying makes sense, that we're going to bring him back, ein mamish bedvarav, but if what he's saying is ridiculous, it doesn't have substance, ein machzir noisai, then we're not going to bring him back. So it seems to be there's a steer between the Mishnah and the Braisa. And on this, Amar Rav Papa answers Terguma. We explain what is our Mishnah referring to, and we pam shniv eilech from a second time and on. In other words, when our Mishnah says that there has to be mamash midvarov, that means from a second time and on, namely from the third time that the guy says I have something to defend myself with, we're only going to bring him back to Bezin to discuss it if yesh mamash midvarov. But if it's ridiculous, we're not going to turn him back. It's only the first and second time. Even if he says something ridiculous, we're still going to bring him back to Bezdin. I will explain why that is in a minute. We just first clarify, mina yadi, how are they supposed to know im yesh mamash midvarov? The guys who are bringing him out to skilo aren't talmid chachamim, so how are they supposed to know? And Rabbi, he answers, the masrina le zugd rabbanon, that we give him a pair of rabbanon of talmid chachamim, and they're going to be able to tell us, iye kamash midvarov in iloi loi, that if there's substance what he's saying, they're going to turn him back, but if not, then not. So the Gemara asks, well, imsle meikara. So why not originally, as they're sending him out to get executed, send him out with two talmid chachamim, and the first and second time he speaks up and says, I have a defense for myself, why don't they just ask him right away, okay, what's your defense? Tell us, if it makes sense, I'll turn him back. Why is it that the first two times they allow him to say something even ridiculous and they'll bring him back to Beis Din? It's only from the third time and on, then they appoint two talmid chacham to accompany him to make sure that there's yesh mamash midvarov before they turn him around. What's pshat? And the answer is, Akav Dubayah, since he's very frightened, loy matu amar kol mai de islay, he's not able to say everything that he has. In other words, he might really have a good defense for himself. It's just that the first two times that he says, I have a chus for myself, he's so frightened, he's not going to be able to express himself clearly. And so the two talmid chachamim over there asking him, well, what's your chus, is not going to be helpful at all. He's not going to be able to express himself. Therefore, we're going to bring him back to Beis Din. He's going to be able to get calm, sit down, and be able to express what his chus is. And it's only from the third time and on, when he's already not so worked up, then we're going to send talmid chacham along with him all the way to accompany him to see im yesh mamash midvarov. Moving on to Mishnah, we continue discussing this. Matzul es chus, if they actually find this chus for him, patru, so they patru him, vim lav, if not, yotzei sakel, so they bring him out to be stoned. Vikaru yotzei lefanav, an announcer goes in front of him, and he says as follows, ish pleni ben pleni, this fellow, son of this other fellow, yotzei lesakel, he's going out to be stoned, asha av aveira plenis, because he was over the following aveira, and who pleni pleni edav, so and so are his edim, call mi sheyedel his chus, anyone that knows this chus for him, yavim lam et olav, should come and say this chus for him. Now the Gemara just tells us, on Rabbi Abai says, v'tzarch lememar b'yayim pleni, u'b'shal plenis, u'makayim pleni, they also have to announce that he did this aveira on this and this day, at this and this time, in this and this place, filma ikad yadi v'asu mazim lahu, because maybe somebody is going to know something about this case, and he's going to be able to mazim the edim, now that he knows all the details, he'll be able to say, wait, if Reuven and Shimon were these guys' edim, well, Reuven and Shimon were with us, and they'll be able to mazim them, so that's why we have to add in these details as well. And we can explain the Mishnah of a Karz Yatzil Fanov, this Karz goes in front of him, mashma, that right now, as he's being brought out to be stoned, there's this guy who's announcing that this fellow's about to be killed, let's try to find this chus for him. So the Gemara asks, Lafanov inme Karaloi, it only goes in front of him, meaning right now, as he's being brought out to be stoned, there's this Karz, but beforehand, there isn't a Karz. Now, in Eric Hirsch, the Gemara, we don't have an answer to this question. However, there's a fascinating omission, which was taken out by the censor back in the day when non-Jews were censoring the Gemara. They took out any reference that they felt was insulting to them. And really, there's an entire continuation that has to do with Yeshu, whom we tend to call Yashka. And the Gemara that I'm reading out of is Ayz Vahadar. So I have a little letter Bez over here, and that sends me to the Agos Siyunim on the bottom right, where the whole Girsa is actually put in. We're not going to read the entire thing, but the basic idea is that there's a Braisa that in Erev Pesach, they hanged Yeshu HaNoitzri, and there was a Karoz that went out 40 days prior saying that he's going to be killed because he was Mechashif and he was Mesis and Mediach. He turned Yidden away from Yiddishkeit. If anyone has anything positive to say in his defense, so they should come and say it. And therefore we see that actually 40 days before a person gets Skila, we have to have this Karoz, not at the moment. And after a little back and forth, the final answer is that since Yeshu HaNoitzri was Karv L'Malchus, he was close to the government, due to that, they announced it 40 days prior, but a regular person who's going out to be killed, he only gets the announcement at that very time, but not beforehand. Now, in the continuation of the Braisa, it quotes a pasuk of Zevech Toida Yechabdonani, and because of that, the Gemara now continues, Mem Gimel Amud Beis on the top, Amar Rabbi Shimon Levi tells us, Kol Zevech Az Yitzray, anyone who shechts his Yitzar, Mizvada Olav, and his Mizvada, he confesses, he repents for his sins, Mal Olav Akasav Kilu Kibla Kosh Baruch Hu B'Shnei Olamim, the pasuk treats it as if he was Mechabed Hashem, he gave honor to him in two worlds, Olam HaZeh Ve'Olam HaBa. The pasuk says, Zevech Toida Yechabdonani, Toida is the Lashon of Mizvada, confessing and repenting for sins, and Yechabdonani has two nuns, Masha, the person is Mechabed Hashem in two worlds, Olam HaZeh and Olam HaBa. And from Rosh Hashanah, we have another member from him, Bizmach Bizmikdash Kayam, when we had the Beis HaMikdash, Adam Makar V'Oila, a person, if he brought a carbon oila, Schar Oil B'Yadai. So he has a Schar of bringing carbon oila, Mincha, Schar Mincha B'Yadai. He brings a Mincha, he gets Schar for bringing carbon Mincha, Aval Misha Daita Shvala. When he's downcast and downtrodden, Mala of Akasav Kilu Hikav Kol Karbonas Kulon, the Pasuk treats it as if he brought all the Karbonas. So remember, the Pasuk says, Zivche Elikim Ruch Nishbara, that is Zvachim, Lashon of plural, Karbonos of Hashem, is Ruch Nishbara, broken spirit, but not only that, El Shain Tfilasin of SS, this person's tefillah is not going to be despised. Shenemer, because the pasuk continues, Lev Nishbar Nidke Elikim Loi Sevzeh. We continue discussing a person getting skilo. The Mishnah says, Hoy Rachel Bekes Skilo Kasar Amos. When the person is about 10 Amos away from the base of skilo, Amrim Loi, they tell him, Hisvade, you should say Vidu, you should confess. Shekein Derech Kol Momsim Hisvadin. This is the way that all people have to be killed by Bezin, should say Vidui, Shekol Mizvade, Yeshachel Kol Mabo. If a person says Vidui, if he confesses, so he has a Chelik in Mabo. Where do we know this? Shekein Metzinu Ba'achon. We find this by Achon. Let's just pause for a moment to explain. We know that as the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael with Yeshua, the first battle, the first city that they conquered was Yerichai, and Yeshua put a cherem that no one's allowed to benefit from any of the spoils of Yerichai. However, there was this fellow, Achan, from Shevet Yehuda, who stole a few things and hid them in his tent, and the next battle against the city of Ai, the Yidden lost 36 people, and that wasn't supposed to happen, so Yeshua asked Hashem, what's going on? And Hashem told him that somebody sinned, and it turned out that it was Achan. So now knowing that, the Mishnah tells us, Shenemar LeYeshua, Yeshua told Achan, Bini, my son, Simna Kavod LaHashem L'Kei Yisrael, give Kavod to Hashem, please, V'ten Loi Toida, and give him Toida, which means be misvada, admit to your sin. The pasuk continues, Vayan Achan es Yeshua v'yomer. Achan answered Yeshua and he said, Amna, yes indeed, Anochi chatasi, I sinned, v'kazos v'kazos v'gomer, and this is what I did. Anyway, Anshi Kippur Levidoyev, how do we know that his vidu is mechaper for him? Shnemar Kaz pasuk says, V'yomer Yeshua, Yeshua responded by saying, Mechartanu, why have you ruined us? Yakarcha Hashem b'yom hazeh, Hashem shall ruin you on this day. And what do we learn from here? B'yom hazeh to acher, you're ruined today, v'yat to acher l'ayom haba, but you're not ruined in ayom haba. Now going back to the person who's supposed to get skill of him, any day of his if he doesn't know how to say vidu properly, Amrim Loi, they tell him, Emar, say the following, Tehei misasi kapara al kol v'noisai, my death should be a kapara for all my sins. Now Rabbi Yehuda says, Imayi Yodea Shum Mezumam, if he knows that he was plotted against and that he didn't give false testimony, Omer, he's able to say, Tehei misasi kapara al kol v'noisai, my miso should be a kapara for all my sins, chutz me alba inze, except for this sin. However, Amrim Loi, they told Rabbi Yehuda, Im Kain, if that's really so, you call Adam Omer Kain de l'nakas atzman. Every single person is going to say this in order to make themselves clear and free, and they're going to be able to claim that they really plotted against, and that's going to cause a laz, a degradation of the witnesses and of the dayonim and the whole process, and therefore the person is not given a chance to say this. I think Mara tells us Tana Rabbanu Yehuda, Na Yeshua use lashon of please, Eina al lashon bakasha. Na means bakasha. He's begging Achan to please admit and to be mezvada. And the question is, why would he do that? The answer is b'shal shamar kosh baruch Yeshua. When Hashem told Yeshua chata Yisrael that the yidden sinned, and that's why this terrible thing happened. Amar lefanav. So Yeshua said, Ribbono shel Olam, mi chata who sinned? Amar lei. So Hashem responded, V'chidu l'tarani. Am I a tattletale? Lecha pel garolois. Go make lots and go figure out who did it. So halach ve'pel garolois. He went and drew lots. V'nafal garol achon, and it fell on achon. Amar lei Yeshua. He told Yeshua, B'garla tabalai. You're coming to me with a garol. You drew lots, and that's how you decided that I did the avera. Atav Elazar akayin. You and Elazar. Shnei gedolei hadar atem. You're the gedolei hadar. Imani mapel aleichem garol. If I draw lots between the two of you, alachen mikem u'nifel. It's for sure going to fall on one of you. So does that mean that you did the avera? Just because you drew lots doesn't mean that I did the avera. Ramalei Yeshua responded to him, "Bakashim mucha, I beg of you, al taitzi laz al gairolos. Don't degrade the process of a gairol. It really comes from Hashem. Shasid Eretz Yisrael shedischalik b'gairol. Eretz Yisrael is going to be divided through a gairol. Shenemar it says, 'Ach b'gairol yichalikas aretz.' And therefore, a gairol is not just a silly thing to decide who wins a prize. It really is determined from Hashem when we do these lots. And therefore, ten taida, please be misvada, admit to your sin. And Amar Ravina, Ravina says, 'Hu deshchade b'mile.' Yeshua bribed him with words, and he basically was telling him, Klum nevakash mucha el hayda. The only thing that's being asked from you is simply just to admit to your sin, ten loy taida, give confession, vi pater, and you're going to be pater. That's what was implied by what Yeshua was saying. And miyad, right away, vayan yachan is Yeshua, achan answered Yeshua, vayarman, he said, amna, indeed, anoich chatasi Hashem l'kei Yisrael, I sinned Hashem l'kei Yisrael, because I said sisi, and this is what I did. And Amar Vasi, Amar B'chanina, Melamed, this also teaches us, shemal achan b'shloisha charamim, that achan actually was mael in three different charamim. Shenayim e'mayshev, echad me'yeshua, two from Moshe Rabbeinu's times, and one from Yeshua's times, which was one of Yerichai that we mentioned. Shenemar, because the pasuk says, "Kazais v'kazais asisi." I did like this and like this. So when he said "Anochi chatasi," I sinned, and then he said "Kazais v'kazais." That's referring to another two times that he sinned, going back to Moshe Rabbeinu's days. We know from one explicit pasuk that there was a cherem. This is when the Yidden went to wage war against Melech Arad. It says in the pasuk, "Vayider Yisrael neder v'charamti esorehem," and so they made a cherem over there. And there was another time as well in days of Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's basically what Achan was saying, that I sinned three times with different charamim. Now, Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Shum, Rabbi Blazer, Rabbi Shimon, Chamisha, there was five different charamim that Achan was over in. Arba, Bimei Moshe, four from the days of Moshe, and Echad Mei Yeshua, one from the days of Yeshua, again, which is Yerichai. And how do we know the Shenemar Kaz Pasuk says, Anoich Chatasi, I sinned, that's referring to the sin of Yeshua. And then he said, V'kazais, V'kazais, Asisi, and like this I did. So the individual word of Kazais, Kazais is talking about two different ones, and the Vav before each word of V'kazais, we have the V'kazais, and V'kazais, that's referring to another two sets total of of 4 + 1 = 5. Now they're going to ask another question. Van hashta my time layonush. Up until now, why wasn't Am Yisrael punished? Why was it just now, after Achan broke the cherem that was on Yerichai, that Am Yisrael was punished in the Battle of Ai? If he already was over on a cherem days of Moshe Rabbeinu, they should have been punished then. Now it's important to note that the reason why Am Yisrael would be punished is because of the concept of arvos. We know that Kol Yisrael Revim Zelazeh, and so we're all responsible for the sins of the other. And so once again, the question is, why only now are they punished and not before? So Rabbi Yechim, Shem Blaz, Rabbi Shemin, Lefishaloy Onesh Al Anistaros. That's because Am Yisrael is not going to be punished for the hidden sins of an individual Ad Shav Yisrael Seyardein until they cross over the Yardein. And this is the first hidden sin done by a private person after crossing the Yardein, so they only got punished then. And actually, this is Kitanai like a Machlekes Tanoim. The pasuk tells us Hanistaros Lashem Lekenu. The hidden things are for Hashem. Vanigloys and the revealed things Lonu Vanenu Ad Olam. And Lama Nakud Al Lonu Vanenu. Why is it that in the Sefer Torah there's dots on top of the words Lonu Vanenu Ve'al Ayin Sheba Ad, and on top of the letter Ayin of the word Ad of Ad Olam? The Malami that's teaching us Shloy Onesh Al Anistaros that Am Yisrael is not punished for the private sins of an individual Ad Shav Yisrael Seyardein until Am Yisrael crossed over the Yardein. That's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, and this is what we had just mentioned. However, Amar Rabbi Nechemi, Nechemi told him, V'chi onash al nistaros lo'olam, does Am Yisrael ever get punished collectively for the nistaros of an individual? Falei kvar nemar, the pasuk says, and this is the simple understanding of it, ad olam, which means forever. And that tells us, el rather, kashim shaloi onash al nistaros, just like Am Yisrael is never punished for the nistaros of an individual, kach le onash al oinchen shbegaloi, so too Am Yisrael wasn't punished collectively regarding open sins of an individual, ad shav Yisrael seyardein, until they cross over the Yardein. So according to this, we have a question. Ella, Memdan Om Ralph on top, Achan, my time Yonish. So in the case of Achan, why would Am Yisrael be punished? If according to Nehemiah, we're never going to be punished collectively for the hidden sins of an individual, so they shouldn't have been punished for this. And the answer is Mishum Tahava Yadi Bei Ishto Yabanev. His wife and sons knew about it, and therefore it's not considered a private sin. Since other people knew about it, it's considered public, and therefore Am Yisrael could be punished for it. We're going to stop here for a day. We'll pick up tomorrow and continue to discuss this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.